Nolte, The New York Times is an anti-Semitic haven of racism and hate. By John Nolte on September 23, 2019. The far-left New York Times newsroom currently employs at least a half dozen racists and anti-Semites. In its zeal to bring down President Trump and hold on to the only part of its customer base that remains, the extreme left, the Times has become what it purports to oppose, a haven of hate for open racists and anti-Semites. Hiring one racist is an oversight. Hiring two racists is a mistake. Hiring three racists is incompetence. Hiring at least a half dozen racists is the execution of a deliberate game plan. Sometimes you just have to stand back and look at the totality of what is happening in order to fully grasp just how morally corrupted the Times has become. In 2019 America, more than 50 years after the Civil Rights Movement, more than 70 years after the Holocaust, here is the roster at what we are told is the premier news outlet in all of the world. Jasmine Hughes, Associate Editor, New York Times Magazine. Years and years of anti-Semitic comments and racist attacks on white people. Sarah Jiang, Editorial Board. Years and years of viciously hateful attacks on white people, including open calls to be cruel to old white men. Tom Wright Birsandi, Senior Staff Political Editor. Unbelievable history of anti-Semitism and spreading hate about people of color. Gina Cherilis, Fact Checker. Long history of homophobia and racism. The editors behind anti-Semitic cartoon. The Times is still engaging in a cover-up to protect the people who published a cartoon that looks exactly like the kind of rabid anti-Semitism we saw from Germany circa 1936. No one is playing gotcha here. What we have are four major players at the Times. Four people with power and influence, who are guilty of expressing seething racial hostility and bigotry over and over and over again. These disgusting sentiments are not one-offs, are not a poorly worded joke, or a comment made in the heat of the moment. Again and again and again, these racists proved they are racists. These Jew haters proved they hate Jews, and did so openly and proudly. In order to condemn Trump and the Trump White House as racist or bigoted, fake news outlets like the Times have to deliberately take the president out of context, straight up lie, or assume the very worst of intentions behind something that's been said. Not so with the New York Times. In order to condemn multiple New York Times staffers as racists and anti-Semites, you need only read and publish their public social media posts. In order to condemn the New York Times as a haven for hate and bigotry, you need only point to the people the Times hires and appoints to senior positions. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.